Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. In our first news story, Bad Axe Fire Department and Bingham Township Fire Department responded to a reported silo fire at the intersection of Wadsworth and Berry Roads with reports that the silo collapsed. The incident was reported on November 27th around 11:20 a.m. involving a silo on fire near Wadsworth and Berry Roads in the Bad Axe area. Initial information indicates that the silo reportedly collapsed during the incident, but no official public updates on injuries, cause, or extent of damage have been disclosed as of yet. And Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson is marking Older Driver Safety Awareness Week, December 1st through December 5th, by urging residents to use the Safe Drivers Smart Options website at thumbnet.net for a link within this article, which can also allow you to help older adults stay safe and independent on the road. And there is a direct link to the Smart Options website. The site offers self-assessment tools, refresher course links, health and medication guidance, local transportation contacts, a no-fee Michigan ID application, a booklet for aging drivers and families, and information on how and when unsafe drivers may be referred for re-examination under Michigan law. And the Huron County Economic Development Corporation awarded two placemaking grants. A grant was awarded to the Ubley Homecoming Committee, and the other grant was awarded to the Sebring Township Library. The decision to award more than $12,600 in funding to those two entities came from a survey of needs by various organizations in the county. The library and the homecoming event received the most votes during the survey. The library's grant was $8,095. The funds will be used to purchase modular tables for craft days, classes, and more. Director Laura Nimps has worked hard making a variety of improvements to the interior of the library at 41 North Center Street and to bring a wide offering of new events as well. The Homecoming Committee was awarded $4,507. The funding will be used to enhance teen dances and events for teenagers during the homecoming, which is scheduled to begin Thursday, June 25th and run through Sunday, June 28th of 2026. When we come back from this public service announcement, we'll get to our national and international news.
Everyone needs to take care of their mental health. Even running back Bijan Robinson.
When I'm on the field and feeling the pressure, I usually just take a deep breath. When I'm just breathing and seeing what's in front of me, everything just slows down. It just makes me feel great before I run the play.
Just like Bijan, we all need a strong mental game on and off the field. Make a game plan for your mental health at loveyourmindplaybook.org.
Love your mind.
Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Foundation, the Arthur M. Blank Family Foundation, and the Ad Council.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. And for our national news, the White House has invited families of the National Guard shooting victims to an event offering support and updates on the investigation into the attack. This gesture aims to provide closure and honor the service members affected. Community leaders praise the initiative as a step toward healing. And in our international news, the U.S. and U.K. agreed to zero tariffs on medicines, with Britain committing to increase pharmaceutical spending and changes in drug valuation methods. The pact covers all new medications, fostering transatlantic trade ties. Health experts anticipate improved access to treatments for patients on both sides. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy.